Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today we take up from where we left off, beginning with diary entry number 733. It sometimes happens while I am listening to the meditation that one word puts me in very close union with the Lord, and I no longer know what Father is saying. I know that I am close to the most merciful heart of Jesus. My whole spirit is entirely plunged in him, and in one moment I learn more than during long hours of intellectual inquiry and meditation. These are sudden lights which permit me to know things as God sees them, regarding matters of both the interior and the exterior world. I see that Jesus himself is acting in my soul during this retreat, and as for me, I try only to be faithful to his grace. I have submitted my soul completely to the influence of God. This mighty ruler of heaven has taken entire possession of my soul. I feel that I am being lifted up above earth and heaven into the inner life of God, where I come to know the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, but always in the unity of majesty. I will enclose myself in the chalice of Jesus, so that I may comfort him continually. I will do everything within my power to save souls, and I will do it through prayer and suffering. I try always to be a Bethany for Jesus, so that he may rest here after all his labors. In Holy Communion, my union with Jesus is so intimate and incomprehensible that even if I want to describe it in writing, I could not do so, because I lack the words. This evening I saw the Lord Jesus, just as he was during his passion. His eyes were raised up to his Father, and he was praying for us. Although I was ill, I made up my mind to make a holy hour today as usual. During that hour, I saw the Lord Jesus being scourged at the pillar. In the midst of this frightful torture, Jesus was praying. After a while, he said to me, "There are few souls who contemplate my passion with true feeling. I give great graces to souls who meditate devoutly on my passion. Without special help from me, you are not even capable of accepting my graces. You know who you are." After Holy Communion today, I spoke at length to the Lord Jesus about people who are special to me. Then I heard these words, "My daughter, don't be exerting yourself so much with words. Those whom you love in a special way, I too love in a special way, and for your sake I shower my graces upon them. I am pleased when you tell me about them, but don't be doing so with such excessive effort. O Savior of the world, I unite myself with your mercy. My Jesus, I join all my sufferings to yours and deposit them in the treasury of the Church for the benefit of souls." St. Faustina here writes that Jesus gave her some special illuminations during this retreat. She immediately understood some things from God's perspective without having to make any effort through pondering or meditation. It was a gift from God to help her with her mission. She recognized that Jesus was helping her in a concrete way during that retreat. Then she writes some resolutions for the future during the retreat, and she speaks about that intimate relationship she has with the Lord. Faustina then had a vision of Jesus during his passion, praying for the world. As he suffered, he thought of us. She made a holy hour despite feeling ill, and she contemplated Jesus' scourging at the pillar. Jesus thanks her. He says very few people contemplate him and his passion with true feeling. And he says that he gives great graces to those who do. Then Jesus tells Faustina that he gives her special help even to accept the graces that he wants to give her. It is important that we realize that without Jesus, we could do nothing. Let's be careful to not fall into the trap of thinking that we are self-sufficient. Jesus reveals to Saint Faustina that he blesses those who are near to her, those who are also dear to her. There is a union of love, and she doesn't have to explain through too many words, because she is so connected with Jesus. And finally, Faustina unites herself to Jesus and his mercy for the good of the church.